We'll talk about individual stuff afterwards, but right now I want to make sure that the president has an opportunity to his words and his audio.
Off camera.
No, we've already been showing the podium on our air.
Okay. Do you want? That's. Do you understand that? What's that?
What would you like to do with this?
Off. It's off.
This is the cool camera.
Yeah. Off.
Walk the camera here.
Off. Everything's off.
Okay, apparently this is not.
Okay, let me just, I've got Michael Anton here with me, the National Security Committee. I think with respect to President Xi's visit, we intend to have a readout later. Hopefully we can, we'll gather with the pool at the very least. We'll see what the rest of the day looks like about trying to get back over here as well, but we'll continue to update that. I just wanted to provide a little bit of a TikTok on the president's action. I know there's been a lot of interest in this, and then we can take a few questions on this. But with respect to the action that the president took in Syria and the questions regarding the timeline, let me just kind of walk you through it. On Tuesday at about 10:30 in the morning, the president was informed during the course of his daily presidential briefing about the actions in Syria. He, at that time, asked the team for additional information and updates. The interagency team spent the day developing an initial range of options for the president. At about 8 o'clock on Tuesday night, there was a restricted deputy committee meeting on the situation. Preliminary options were presented and refined.
John, can you talk louder, please?
I'm sorry. On Wednesday, and so on Tuesday night, there was additional, there was a deputies meeting at the White House where options were presented and refined. An interagency guidance was developed. Wednesday morning, a restricted principals meeting was conducted where interagency options and gave further guidance to refine. Around 3 o'clock on Wednesday, a national security meeting was convened where the president was briefed on options. He reviewed the options in detail, asked a series of questions to his team, requested further information, and the decision to reconvene on Thursday was made. At about 1:30 on Thursday, en route to Florida, the president convened the national security team. There was aboard Air Force One and others via secure video conference on Air Force One. Later that day, at approximately 4 o'clock, the president, the secretary of state, the secretary of defense, national security advisor, and other members of the national security team met in a secure room down here where they were piped in with the rest of the team via secure video teleconference. The president gave the okay to move ahead. At approximately 7:40, 59 Tomahawk missiles were launched from Navy destroyers in the Eastern Mediterranean. 1940 Eastern. From Navy destroyers in the Eastern Mediterranean, all 59 hit their target. At 8:30, notification of foreign leaders and congressional leadership began. The vice president called several congressional leaders and began calling some foreign leaders, the secretary of state, the secretary of defense, national security advisor, and others were also involved in making some of those phone calls to both heads of government, defense ministers, and congressional leaders. Around 8:30, 8:40, first impacts began on the ground. The president informed President Xi that strikes were occurring. As their dinner concluded, all along the national security team continued to monitor the event and the situations. After dinner, the president went back down to the secure room where he was briefed by the Secretary of State, the Secretary of Defense, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs, and others were present via a secure video teleconference. In the Situation Room, the Secretary of Defense was on a secure line video teleconference as well as the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs. Several of the members were convened in the Situation Room in Washington, D.C. The POTUS was, the President was updated on the effectiveness, was informed that battle damage assessment would take a few hours, but that initial results were extremely positive. He asked about reaction from the world community as well as congressional leaders and was informed that there was a fairly unanimous praise for the decision and the action that the president took. So that's pretty much the TikTok. Pentagon and the national security team continue to provide the president with updates this morning. And as soon as his visit with President Xi, I expect a further update to the president. Hallie.
Sean, can you talk a little bit about the next steps here in Syria? Was this a one-off? Does this change the administration's policies moving forward? What happens from here?
Yeah, I'm not going to get in. I think when you've heard the president talk, he spoke extensively in the Rose Garden the other day with King Abdullah there, that he's not going to telegraph his next move. But I think that this action was very decisive, justified, and proportional to the actions that he felt needed to take, and I think it sent a very strong signal, not just to Syria, but throughout the world.
Let me ask you all the question, though. How does this fit with his America First foreign policy? Is that still his stated position?
Absolutely. I think that his actions were very clear under Article 2 in our nation's national security. There's a very important national security interest in the region, stability, and obviously there's a huge humanitarian component to this.
John,
Julie.
When the ambassador was briefing last night, he said that the president had been presented with three options. Can you be a little more specific on what the three options were?
I can't.
Can you talk about the process that the president went through when he got the three options, who he consulted with, and then what his recommendation or request to the team was in terms of narrowing them down?
Yeah, again, I'm not going to get into specifics. There's obviously both in terms of what could have been done, but obviously that would telegraph potential future action that I don't want to get into, and a lot of that remains classified. I will say, however, that as I mentioned, both Secretary of Defense Mattis, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, Director McMaster, and the rest of the National Security Team, the Vice President and others, were consulted, and that occurred over, starting at Tuesday at 10:30, when the president was made aware of this. He continued to ask questions and ask for options. So this was a very evolving process in which the president was given updates, asked additional questions, given additional options, refined those options until an ultimate decision was made yesterday.
Sean,
Margaret?
Sean, can you just clarify? I think you said that the president informed Xi after the strikes had concluded. Is that accurate?
The exact timeline, the president, as you know, yesterday was having dinner. I think after the dinner concluded, I believe that the impact had been made. I'd have to check the exact timeline. But the impact occurred at around 8:30 last night, Eastern time. The president informed President Xi as dinner concluded, and he was on his way back to his temporary quarters. So where the exact timeline is, I don't know. But my understanding is that everything had made impact by the time he was informed. He informed President Xi.
In context, because clearly the president has said that North Korea is of deep concern.
That's right.
This is military action that he has taken unilaterally. As he explained this to Xi Jinping, was it put in that context? Was there any broader message that, if you don't help us crack down on North Korea, we are willing to go ahead with similar action?
Yeah, I'm going to let there'll be a readout later today about all of the areas and issues that were discussed, and I think we'll try to get some individuals down to talk about specifics on the topics they were talking. I believe that what the president stated last night was just simply that action had been taken, what he was doing, what had happened, and that he was going to be briefed. I don't think there was any immediate nexus, but I was not present for that conversation.
Clarify to follow up. H.R. McMaster said last night, I believe, that there were two NSC meetings. I believe you described more meetings than that. How many meetings was the president personally involved in throughout this process?
Four.
Four, okay.
Well, again, remember, it started with the PBD. I mean, it depends. Then five, yeah. If you count the initial PBD, that was at 10:30 on Tuesday.
Okay, and secondly, I know you say the president says he's not going to outline what he is going to do next. He wants to remain flexible. But members on the Hill say that they want to be brought into the process. So how does that mesh, the president keeping his desire of not announcing things, but folks on the Hill saying, hey, we need to be brought in?
Yeah, I would just say, as I mentioned, the key congressional leaders and committee heads and ranking members were all informed of the decision. And I think now that action's been taken, I believe that they'll be, they've started to have those conversations, both the Secretary of Defense, Secretary of State, National Security Advisor, the Vice President, the Chief of Staff, others have been in constant contact with congressional leaders. And I understand your desire to understand what's going on, but I think those are conversations that are going to be held fairly privately in terms of preserving any future action. Jim.
There are some reports out there that there are concerns among U.S. officials that the Russians were involved in the chemical weapons attack that occurred in Syria. What's the latest on that? What can you tell us about that?
I'm just going to the actions that were taken were clearly against the Assad regime, and I'm not going to say anything further than that. As I mentioned, just on I know Secretary Tillerson noted last night with respect to Russia that it was a military deconfliction with respect to the area of operation to make sure that because we're both operating, but beyond that, there was no political contact made with Moscow. But I think last night sent a very clear signal. Michael, yeah.
Sean, you talked about this as an evolution over these last 72 hours. Mm-hmm. Could you give a little bit of insight into the president's thinking and how that evolved? We saw publicly the statements that he made where he sort of seemed to become more taken aback by the imagery by the time he gave that press conference with the King of Jordan. But can you talk to us privately about what his reaction was at the beginning and then how that evolved and how he got from point A to point B ultimately to launch the strike?
Well, only to say, I mean, number one, I think the president's comments that he made in the Rose Garden with the King Abdullah pretty much speak for themselves with respect to the disgust that he had for the imagery that he was seeing and the assessments that his team was providing with respect to the innocent lives, especially the children and babies that had been killed. Obviously, chemicals have been used by Assad in the past, but, you know, in his first 70 days, the president was very taken by this. But also, I think this was, as you mentioned correctly, this was a 72-hour evolution of receiving updates and options and refinement through additional questions that the president made to come to a final decision. But you know, this is once he was presented with these at 10:30 on Tuesday, he began to ask a series of questions, began to get additional updates and assessment as far as what happened, why it happened, and then obviously options that were available to act.
Just to follow up, just the question is, you know, was there a sense of maybe skepticism at the beginning where he said, look, are you sure that, like, you...
No. I spoke with him. I had an opportunity to see him initially right after that PBD, and he was very moved and found the event extremely tragic. So I think from the get-go, it was very, very... disturbing and tragic and moving to him. And
so you had a sense that he was there in terms of military strikes?
No, I wouldn't say. No, again, yeah, I wouldn't. Just before we get too far, the answer is that he had a very deliberative process of asking his national security team to develop options. As you may know, I mean, those options usually start with, you know, zero and go all the way to 100. And so there was a level of assessment, further probing and questions that the president had. And then ultimately, after days of refinement, a decision was made. But that, I wouldn't want to suggest that there was any sense of immediate decision. That's why it evolved over time and took the length of time that he did. It was through a series of updates, questions, and further information.
PBD? Did he see printed out images? Did he see videos?
Obviously, I can't go into what he sees in a PBD.
Okay.
So,
but how did he take in some of the images, even outside?
Obviously, there's beyond the information that he gets in his PBD. There were very clear images that were available online in newspapers and on television that everyone in the world could see.
Was he seeing
that? I'm sorry?
He was seeing those two in the public images that were out.
Oh, absolutely.
Thanks, Sean. As part of this 72-hour evolution, does the president now believe Assad needs to leave power? Is that part?
I think that the president's actions were very decisive last night, and I think are very clear about what he thinks needs to get done. I think first and foremost, the president believes that the Syrian government, the Assad regime, should at the minimum agree to abide by the agreements that they made not to use chemical weapons. I think that should be a minimum standard throughout the world. So I think that's where we start. I think a very, very clear message was sent last night, one that was backed up and echoed by not only our own leaders here in this country, but throughout the world.
Thank you.
Sean, the president during the campaign warned that action against the Assad regime could result or devolve into World War III. He talked about the risks of drawing in Russia and Iran into a broader conflict. Is the president at all concerned about that happening, or the fact that as U.S. planes fly over the Syrian skies that they could run into interference from either Russian or Syrian defense systems?
I think if you've seen the response from the world community, including some of the countries that you've mentioned, I think that they understand that the U.S. Acted appropriately. And in most cases, there is widespread praise from around the globe for the president's actions.
But is that not something that he's concerned about anymore?
I think the president, as I said, the team last night, Secretary of Defense Mattis, Secretary of State Tillerson, the Vice President, Chief of Staff, National Security Advisor, was on the phone, not just with members of Congress, but with foreign heads of government as well as defense ministers, and almost universally were praised for the president's decisive action.
To follow on that, Sean, also on the campaign trail, the president expressed a desire to work with Russia to defeat ISIS, but this clearly puts a setback on that.
No, I don't know that I agree with that. I think that there can be a shared commitment to defeat ISIS and also agree that you can't gas your own people. I don't think that there is a mutual level of human decency that I think we can expect out of everybody, and I don't think that goes hand in hand with also augmenting that with our national security interests.
Can you give us a sense of what foreign ministers and defense ministers were spoken to last night, and does the president have anybody on his schedule today, world leaders that he's going to talk to?
The president's been continuing in meetings with President Xi. I'll see on both of those whether or not what.
Yeah. The Russian Foreign Ministry's statement this morning called this a clear act of aggression. It suggested that the United States had been planning this strike even before the chemical attack. Can you respond specifically?
I think I just gave you a very clear TikTok of what the president's notification and how he derived at the action he did. That pretty much speaks for itself. And I'm sorry, the other.
This is a clear act of aggression.
Yeah, I think this was a clear response on humanitarian purposes that has been widely praised from throughout the globe. Yes, sir.
Hey, Sean, are there any specific outcomes from President Xi and President Trump?
Yeah, as I mentioned at the outset, we'll have a readout of that visit. I just wanted to give you guys a quick update. We'll have further information throughout the day. Stay in touch with us. I want to get back. Obviously, our focus is continuing to have Politico. I think we're in the midst of a very terrific visit, and I want to make sure that we conclude that. Thank you guys very much.
Last question.